Hello, it's the 21st of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A man has been jailed for 4.5 years for theft from a vulnerable man and robbery of a blind man. Charman Powell was found guilty in March of various crimes, including one charge of blackmail and two charges of fraud, as well as pleading guilty to burgling a church and stealing £400 of cash. Powell stole £12,000 from a vulnerable man after following him to a post office and getting the PIN number from the victim. He then began withdrawing large sums of cash from the account over an extended period of time, ultimately leaving the victim with just 68 pence in his account. This happened at a post office managed by the Liberal Democrat candidate for Police and Crime Commissioner, Jaz Palmer. McDonald's has submitted plans to build a new restaurant on Cutthroat Lane behind the Clapham Road, Sainsbury's. The location was previously a gypsy site but has stood unused for some time. Most reactions online have been critical of yet more unnecessary fast food in the town. Check the show notes for the planning application. In November, a surprise visit was made by the Care Quality Commission to the maternity services at Bedford Hospital. The CQC rated the service inadequate due to bad management and potential risk of baby abduction, along with several other problems. Since then, the service has been trying to improve by implementing changes such as swipe card security and challenging visitors. At a meeting held on Monday, Bedford Hospital NHS Trust Chief Executive David Carter said, "I want to look forward to the next CQC." That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.